on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for the Monday edition of the Victorian Form Preview, and we are racing at Mornington today. We're on a softish track, around about a soft five for today's meeting. The rail, as I have a look on Racing Australia, is out 8 metres for the entire circuit. And Warren Huntley, as he does every Monday, is here to find us all the winners. Morning, was it a winning weekend for you?
It was a terrific weekend, wasn't it, Michael? Racing was great in both states. The Caulfield Cup was just what an epic event. Loved the Caulfield Cup. And I found the Everest exciting. But I listened to your discussion, and I can understand the school of thought that it's a bit of recycling the TJ and the Everest for a few years. Rivalries are good, but I suppose sometimes they run their race and you're looking for that new blood.
Yeah, we don't know where it's going to come from in the sprinting ranks either, do we? I'm asking everyone, so I'll ask you, what penalty will Carps give incentivised today?
1.5 to 2, I think.
Seems to be the general consensus. And is that enough to stop him?
Well, he's unknown at 3,200. I suppose he's out to that territory, and Greg factors that in. So, you know, maybe he might only get a kilo, because there's been higher penalties, but they've been horses that were off lower weights to start with. So, you know, he's unknown. You know, Greg tries to handicap horses on what they've done in a certain distance range, and we don't know him. At 3,200 metres, I don't think a kilo and after 2 kilos would stop him based on what we saw on Saturday. He just seems to be an aerobic machine. But, I'll be really interested to one, see the penalty and then hear Greg's, rationalisation of it, because no doubt he's very thorough in the way he's trying to put it together.
Absolutely. What a week we've got. Geelong Cup meeting on Wednesday, the Manukato Friday night into the Cox Plate. Can we bolster the bank at Mornington today?
I'm hoping so, but it's not a meeting that I'm that enthusiastic about, particularly early in the card. I think there's a few skinny races. Hopefully we can get a rather narrow early quaddy as a bit of a bank builder, and I do get a little bit more enthusiastic, but I don't see a lot of value later in the card.
All right, well, let's see if the Maltese Marvel can help us find a winner. Simon Zara, who joins us. How are you, Simon?
Morning, Matt Ivel.
How did Zutori pull up on the weekend? And General Bo, you must have been happy with Zutori, especially with the shifty track.
Yeah, he just sort of got left footed and dropped the bridle, and it looked a funny run. But once he sort of balanced up and got his footing right, he hit the line quite well. So, it's not ideal running him on wet tracks, but it's a run he probably had to have. And if we're going to run him in the Cantala and those sort of races, he needed that 1400 metre run under his belt, but he did enough for us to be happy with his last sort of couple of 100 metres, and mate, he's pulled up well, and hopefully from here on in the rain can stay away and we can get back onto a firm deck.
Yeah, it will suit him. A little bit soft underfoot today at Mornington. How will that affect Fun Park and Brilliant Venture? Fun Park goes around in race four.
Yeah, she's obviously coming off that bottomless track at Maui, so you put a line through that, and her run at Wangaratta was terrific, first run in about 12 months. So she's got the second up run out of the way, which is good, and all angles to looking for a nice run today, back on top of the ground. She's got good gauge speed, so we'll just try and roll forward and get in a good spot. And obviously the rail out, you might just have to be a little bit more on speed. So I thought she'd handle herself quite well today and just put a line through her run the other day.
And Brilliant Ventures, a firm favourite in the last. He's very consistent, but he's only won 2 of 26. Does he break through again today?
Yeah, look, obviously, I thought the other day was a good run. There's a benchmark 70 horse he was chasing. Wasn't a mug, that's for sure. And I think the girl might have outridden him a little bit. Just probably got too far out of his ground. But look, in saying that, he does might look at the winning post a little bit, and then hence we put the blinkers on him today just to try and focus a little bit more. And, if he does happen to hit the front, to obviously try and run through the line instead of sort of having a bit of a look around. So hopefully that's, kind of turned him around a bit. And look, he obviously can stay, and he's met most of these horses before. So hopefully the blinkers do the trick.
Is it a little multi-day today or not?
No, I might just have something on wait for the last, and then maybe build into something tomorrow after I do the form this morning.
Tomorrow? So you can't give us a tease and then not follow up. Is there something we should follow tomorrow?
I haven't looked at the form yet, so it's been obviously a busy weekend for us. So, I'll have to... maybe I might text you and you can announce it later.
Always happy to receive a text, Simon. Don't worry about that. Good on you, Simon. Good luck today.
Thanks, mate.
Simon Zara with his hopes today at Mornington. The first race, Warren, it is over 2,460 metres. A few scratchings. We take out 2, 3, 4, 9 and 11. Tiger Tiger is the short price favourite, $1.65. Sternishing is at $2.60, and then we're out to Dashing Poet at $6. So it's a pretty short way to start the day. Rob Blacker was on with the Brekkie Boys this morning. This is what he had to say about the favourite.
Look, $1.60 or whatever it is, you can definitely win.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's a fair point.
I've been sort of chasing $35,000 maidens with him, and he's run really well each time. And there was one at Warrnambool last Thursday, and I just thought, I think of Catherine Durden's that finished third behind us when he ran second up at Ballarat, was first up for him, and I thought, they're at Geelong, they'll be going there. So I've hoped to have chosen the weaker option.
He gave us good insight this morning, Rob Blacker did with the Brekkie Boys. And I know you're a Tiger man. Will it be the yellow and black who's wearing all green in the first at Mornington?
I don't have a lot between number 6 and 8, and there was actually good money for Cass Durden's horse at Geelong at good odds in at Warrnambool last week from the Geelong stable. So Rob Blacker might have followed in with punting on that race and then avoiding it and hopefully getting a double whammy with some prize money today. Astonishing comes through the stronger form lines. A relatively lightly raced three-year-old with the Mick Bell stable behind El Patronus last start and behind Character the start before. And he's actually been okay through the line there. He gets a significant rise in distance, which is a query, but, gee, if he can run the trip, I think he's got a better turn of foot and coming through better form line. So I've got a slight lean into 8 Astonishing ahead of 6 Tiger Tiger, who's had a better grounding for this run over the 2,460. He's had the runs at 2,000 metres, and he was a good run here at his first Australian run when he was just back in the field and the race was over by the time he got going. He ran through the line. So he can certainly win. I just don't have a lot between them, and at the price, a slight leaning to 8 ahead of 6. 1, Dashing Poet's probably the other potential winning hope. Made a mid-race move last start, battled on okay, and I'll take your pick for next. I'll put 7 M's of Cutie in, but with no confidence at all. 8, 6, 1, 7.
8, 6, 1 and 7 in the first. Race number 2, we've got an even shorter priced favourite. We can take out 2, 7 and 11 from Pantherlands now into $1.45. Guaranteed $4.60. Mrs Murphy at $7. In Provident, a first starter from the Matty Laurie Stables at $7.50. $1.45 is pretty tight from Pantherland. Does it win here, Warren? And would you hold your money? Could it get out to better odds than 145, do you think?
Well, look, I would hope so. It's just that's unbackable at that price, really. There's some talent there, rode the speed, battled on okay at Stale when well supported last start. It could win, but some of these markets just get really drilled down on. I think it was a horse from the Goodwin stable went around at about $1.20 or $1.30 yesterday at Wodonga and rode the speed and got tired. I just they're crazy prices, and that's a price that couldn't entice you to have a bet. If you like something else, it's probably helping. But, look, I think on that last run, hitting this race third up, a terrific winning chance, but a poison odds. 8 for me ahead of 6, Mrs Murphy. She's been kept fresh since this run here behind the Angel last start. And she ran well on that occasion with every chance. 9 guaranteed, a little bit wayward, some key gear changes with the offside blinkers and bubble cheekers going on and the full set of blinkers coming off. So very astute with their gear changes, the price against Junior Stable, and a strong left-handed whip rider just might help straighten Guaranteed up with Liam Reid in the board. I put 4 Summerhill in this next best. I can understand number 10 in Provident, the debutante's shown a bit from the Matt Laurie Stable, but I thought ridden conservatively on debut, Summerhill actually worked through the line okay for the Tony Rosalini Stable. Might be better over even further in time, but I thought there was a bit to like about that debut without being tested, and I've got as a trifecta first 4 hope. 8, 6, 9, 4.
8, 6, 9, and 4, but you'll need a much better price than 145 for the favourite to play in race number 2. Race number 3 is over 1,200 metres. It's a maiden. We can take out 5 and 9. Alverden is the favourite, a first starter for Trent and Natalie Young. Trent Buston and Natalie Young, it's $3.30. Fashion Avenue, $4.20. Mesabella, a first starter from Wendy Kelly's Yards at $5.50. And Miyazaki from the Peter Moody Stables at 7.50. Didn't see that. I'd have asked Kath Coleman about it today. What do you make of Moods and Wendy Kelly's first starters and also the favourite?
Yeah, I think they've all jumped out well. So there's a bit to learn here. Was written along a bit, Moods, in the back straight and a jump out of Pakenham recently. Quite often we see that, but was strong through the line. I particularly like what I've seen from Misa Bella. A couple of jump outs, one on speed run, one ridden a little bit more quietly. But I think there's certainly something there. And we know how good at getting their horses educated and racing on the speed the Besutton and Young Stable are. And that's what we've seen from Alverden from a good draw. I'd expect to adopt a reasonably forward position. I'm leaning to Misa Bella. If I was going to play in the race at the just better than each way odds, something each way 12 for me. Like what I've seen with a bit of versatility in the jump outs. 11 Fashion Avenue's got the race experience, and she was given a solid hit out in a recent jump out to resume the Lindsay Park. 10 Toronova comes through a pretty strong race before a break. Has changed stables, gone from the Price and Kent Junior stable to Ian Pankhurst stable, but that run behind On the Brute was quite a good performance when well in the market. Resuming here, haven't seen a trial or a jump out. And one Alverden, as I said, well educated, should ride the speed from that draw on debut and give a sight. 12, 11, 10, 1.
12, 11, 10 and 1 in race number 3 at Mornington. Race number 4 is over 1,200 metres. In this race, we can scratch 4, 10, 15 and 16. Shoal Bay, another first starter. This time from the Hayes Camps at $2.90. Zarina Bay, $3.30. Vicander is at $7. And then Fun Park, which we heard from Simon Zara, is an $8.50 chance. Who do you like in the maiden?
I'm a little left field here, Michael, in number 7, Breen Lee, from the Lynn Tolson, Leonie Proctor stable with Matty Cartwright aboard, so a real family affair. Recent jump out here at Mornington was slowly ridden conservatively from a wider draw and made a wide sweeping run and going to need a little bit of luck, I think, to get clear from that inside draw. But I really like what I've seen from Breen Lee here, who wears the blinkers on debut. 7 each way for me, ahead of 11, Shoal Bay, who looks well educated, has trialled well. 12, Zarina Bay can improve with the benefit of one run back and 2, Fun Park. I think the bottomless track that that Simon Zara outlined certainly counted against her second up at Maui firmer ground here, a positive going forward from that draw. 7 each way ahead of 11, 12 and 2.
7 each way ahead of 11, 12 and 2. That's halfway through the Mornington card. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Looking at today's Mornington meeting on a soft 5, the rails out 8. We're up to race number 5 with Warren Huntley. It is the first leg of the quaddie, a benchmark 58 over 1,200. Yulong Knight is a $3.50 favourite. No Shames at $4.20. Ice Ice Baby, $5.50. We heard earlier, had been well supported as well. How many do we need in this first leg of the quaddie?
I'm putting in 6, Michael. I think it's the most even race on the card and getting a little bit skinnier as we get deeper into the quaddie. Thought Yulong Knight might be the starting point. He's not a regular winner, but he'll handle whatever surface there is there today. His 3 wins have come on soft ground. He had every opportunity at Mildura last start, but he maps to get every opportunity again here on his home track. I'm leaning to 1 ahead of 8 Mutual Respect, who got all the favours and dive through at Bairnsdale last start, but you can see a similar scenario here, just stalking what looks like at least a reasonable speed. 13 Evil Cry, another one that's not a regular winner, coming through the same form line as Mutual Respect, but does pull out a run here. 5 It's Hot's got a nasty habit of missing the start. Relatively recent addition to the Kane Harris stable. A clean getaway would help, but still ran well despite that slow getaway last start. And others I'm including, No Shames on a quick backup from Moe on Cup Day on Friday. Into 1,200 metres, a slight query, but very competitive this grade, and I'm including Ice Ice Baby with the visor going on. So load up leg of the quaddie for me, Michael, and I'm not even confident I'll survive it. 1, 8, 13 and 5.
1, 8, 13 and 5, a tricky start to the quaddie. I think the second leg won't be as difficult. It's certainly not as big a field with 3 scratchings. Take out 3, 6 and 10. Arriva Diva is the $2.30 favourite. Just a Dreamer at $4. Holst at $5.50. And then Deal Blaster's the next best in the market at $6.50. So can we trim this leg at all?
I'm putting 4 in, Michael, and I'm leading off with one that's not in the market that you just referenced, in number 5, Queen Adele. I'm a real fan of hers, Cindy Alderson, Jason Black type, is a three-year-old filly down in Tassie. She can run well on the fresh side. She likes it here at Mornington. I liked her recent jump out. She wasn't tested. She had two of them, and I thought she worked through the line nicely. First up at 1,500 metres on a bit of a horses-for-courses track, but a track she does get around well. I can see her just balancing up, not being too far off them, and looks over the odds to me. She's got to run 1-2 to play each way, but I don't think that's bad at close to double-figure odds. 5, Queen Adele. Head of 1, Arriva Diva, going well for the Mara and Eustace stable. The rising grade, but a claim for Josh Richards. 2, Holster, should be fitter now and probably close to peak fitness. And 4, Just a Dreamer. I think the track in the soft range is better than a deteriorating track, so an eye on the weather during the day. But in the mix for me, I thought 5 was over the odds ahead of 1, 2 and 4.
Right, 5 over the odds ahead of 1, 2 and 4. You're getting $8.50, which is a nice, juicy, I suppose, win if we can get up in the quaddie for the punters. Let's take out 1, 5, 6, 8 and 12 in the third leg of the quaddie, which is over 2,050 metres. Chris Waller's got Suppression, which is the $2.30 favourite. New Zealand Deal is at $2.60. Ready, $4.60. Think He May is at $8.50. And then we're out to Overboard. So, again, a small field here, Warren, but there are 4 considered winning hopes.
Putting 3 of them in the quaddie, Michael. And I'm keen on New Zealand Deal here. It was a case of zigging when he should have zagged at Sale last start. Just should have won that race clearly in a bunch finish, just had no momentum at a crucial stage late, and I think might have a tactical advantage over the other horse fighting out favouritism in Suppression, although may settle a little bit closer up in distance. But I think there's a bit more versatility about New Zealand Deal, and Jamie Mott rides this quirky Mornington track as well as anyone. So I'm going with New Zealand Deal, and you can get on because there's basically an opinion in the market, one or the other, and I'm siding with 3 ahead of 2 Suppression. 7 Ready took a while to build momentum and get through the line to break the maiden last start, but looks a promising stayer in the making, in good hands, obviously, rising in grade out of that maiden victory. And 10 Think He May ran okay first up in probably an unsuitable race over less ground. The rising distance suits probably needs one more and an even further step up in distance, but it was an encouraging return. Keen on 3 ahead of 2, 7 and 10.
Keen on 3 ahead of 2, 7 and 10 in race number 7. Race number 8 is a 64 and it's over 2,460 metres. In this race we can take out 10, 12 and 13. Brilliant Venture. We heard from Simon Zara. This is the day that he thinks he can break through. He's been ever consistent. He's a $2.10 favourite. Ocean Heart, $4.80. Slick Back Teddy, $6.50. Red Song, $7.50. And then we're out to Jungle Jane at $9.50. Do we tread warily with the favourite because he doesn't win that often, or can we have a bit of confidence and trim up the last leg?
I'm trusting him today, a bit like Buffalo River on Saturday, Michael. I think it's the right race for him. He gets the blinkers on. Simon outlined it. Just the race was lost going out of the straight the first time at Geelong last start. Grey Khan goes so well for Tiani Chapman, and she just rolled along at a good tempo and just was able to create some separation between Gritty Adventure and Grey Khan, and then she just knows that horse so well. She wound it up at the right time, and Brilliant Adventure ran well, but just was left with too much to do, courtesy of a great ride on the winner. I would expect a positive ride here, no further back than second or third, blinkers on, and then, you know, make it a test from a fair way out. And I think he can break through today. Number 4, Brilliant Adventure, head of 2, Ocean Heart. The query might be the rising distance, but then you look at the training combination of Mara and Eustace, and you don't want to be doubting them getting horses up in ground. I thought there was some doubt up to the 2,100 metres, but she ticked that box recently, and they're happy to step her up further in distance, then I'm not leaving her out. 8, Jungle Jane. Another one who's a query at the trip, goes well here, coming off the pinker, so a significant drop in grade. And 5, Red Song, whose form ties in with Brilliant Venture. I've got next best, but I'm only putting the top 3 in the quaddie. 4, 2, 8 and 5.
4, 2, 8 and 5. All right, how do we make a dollar today, Warren?
Late in the card for me, Michael. I've made my best race 7, number 3, New Zealand Deal, but also keen on race 8, number 4, Brilliant Venture. Value for me, race 6, number 5, Queen Adele, currently around $8.50. First leg of the quaddie, 1, 2, 4, 5, 8 and 13. Second leg, 1, 2, 4 and 5. Third leg, 2, 3 and 7. Coming home with 2, 4 and 8. Early quaddie is the player today, 6 and 8 in the first leg, 6 and 8 in the second leg. 1, 10, 11 and 12 in the third leg, home with numbers 7 and 11 in the last leg of the early quaddie.
Like it, Warren. The Geelong Cup field has just dropped. We've got a field of 14 for the Bet365 Geelong Cup on Wednesday. Mirage, Dancer, Barrier 13, Defibrillate, Gate 3, Johnny Get Angry 7, Knight's Order 8, Ahmad is at 7, 9, Ladonda V 6, Dr. Drill 10, Trailie Rose has drawn Barrier 4, The Good Fight 12, Rostropovich 14, Weekender 2, Bartholomew Dias 11, Long Arm 1, and Hustle of War 5. Looking at that, gee, it looks a good race for Trailie Rose and maybe Defibrillate there and Ahmad if it gets back into form as well. What are your thoughts, Warren?
Yeah, early thoughts. I thought that going to Geelong would suit Trailie Rose following the Bart Cummings and talking to Simon Wilde at Warrnambool last week. She's done well since then. Hoping that for connections, Trailie Rose can perhaps win, enhance her chances of securing a spot in the Cup. And it was a terrific ride from a wide draw. Cummings from Dean Holland. The challenge from Barrier 4 won't be as much capable of probably holding a spot without really having to do any work there.
Yeah, well, she needs to win to get a penalty to get into the Melbourne Cup, so can't get a better chance than the $400,000 Bet365 Geelong Cup on Wednesday. Warren, we'll be watching you on .com today. Enjoy the coverage of Mornington.
Thanks, Michael.
Warren Huntley, don't forget if you missed out on any of his selections today, go to rsn.net.au, go to the Tipsters Hub, and you can get all of Warren's selections for today. We'll also have up there all the podcasts. If you missed Brett Prebble talking about Incentivise, also Catherine Coleman and J-Mac on Nature Strip, and a good insight into Zaki, you can have a listen to those interviews as well.